Good morning. You're listening to WGBH's Morning Edition, 8:49 on this Thursday morning. And joining me, as usual, WGBH's Jared Bowen. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And we're talking about the world of arts in Boston, and we begin with a play by Pulitzer Prize winner David Lindsay Abair about a section of Boston.
Yes, the play is Good People, and I saw it last night at the Huntington, and it is fantastic. It's been a while, I feel like I've said this, but whatever you're doing right now, stop it, buy your tickets, because this is so worth it. Good People is, as you mentioned, written by David Lindsay Abair, and it's about South Boston and its people. And specifically, there's this woman, Margie. She's in her early 50s, and she's just lost her job at the dollar store, and she's trying to find some way to make money. Because she lives in her friend's apartment, and she has a daughter who's older, and she was born prematurely, so she has a lot of problems. So Margie is just scraping by, and she's just in this grim Southie existence. That said, it's largely a comedy. This is searingly funny, so brilliantly written, very, very, very touching, and extremely, extremely funny. Johanna Day plays Margie. People might remember her from also appearing in The Huntington's God of Carnage last year. Karen McDonald and Nancy Carroll, two of Boston's best actresses, play, they're almost sort of like the three witches, and in fact, that's what one of the women calls them as they're sitting there in their bingo game at the church. But how it evolves is that Margie, looking for a job, stumbles upon an old high school romance, a fling that she had, and he's somebody who got out of Southie, and she tracks him down to his fancy downtown Boston office where he's a fertility doctor. And they have this conversation, and ultimately she winds up in his home as she goes to visit his family. And it evolves into this discussion about getting out. And really, can you work hard to get out of your sort of grim existence, or is it all about luck? And so this play that's so funny will have you bent over laughing so hard, suddenly stops you, it grips you, because you're forced to really consider this kind of life. What's even more poignant, David Lindsay Abair is from Southie. He was in the audience last night, and
really?
It makes it very poignant because you wonder how much he's writing about himself, because he is somebody who obviously got out. He won the Pulitzer. As I mentioned, he grew up in Southie to working class parents, then had the opportunity to go to Milton Academy, and from there, of course, that was a springboard to this fantastic theatrical career. So it's very poignant, especially when you consider where it came from.
Good People, all about Southie, from David Lindsay Abair. This is his second Pulitzer, so he's not doing too badly for a young playwright.
So successful.
At the Huntington Theater Company, playing at the BU Theater through October 14th, and Jared has three thumbs up on this. Okay, let's talk about The Mikado, which is now at the Lyric Stage.
The Mikado is, of course, the very classic Gilbert and Sullivan opera, and it's sort of this farcical piece, basically where you find, for anybody who needs a quick catch-up of the story, there's this beautiful schoolgirl, Yum Yum, who just wants to marry or be with the man that she wants to be. And it's set in this farcical place where you have the Lord High Executioner who's trying to intervene because he wants to be the one to romance Yum Yum. And he's sort of gathering all of his political forces, especially by having this bureaucratic assistant who has all the titles in one. He's the chief attorney. He's the homeland security chief. I mean, what they do here is they fold in a lot of political and contemporary social values, especially in some of the songs, taking on everything from the Tea Party to people texting.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's very cute. This show is very well sung, very well designed, very well directed. There's one glaring problem here. There is one person who is completely, I think, miscast, who couldn't sing, and the scenes that he is in sort of pulls the show down, but otherwise it's pretty well executed.
Okay, and that's The Mikado, playing through October 13th at the Lyric Stage Company. Next, we turn to the new film from Clint Eastwood, Trouble with the Curve, and I understand you had some trouble with this film.
Yeah, you know what? I know that you've been teasing this so we can move on because we have something else to talk about, but there are a lot of troubles with Trouble with the Curve. You basically saw a better performance by Clint Eastwood recently at the RNC, so we'll just leave it at that.
And you have some exciting breaking news about a new arts festival that's coming here to Boston.
Yeah, this is something really to anticipate. Ted Cutler, who is a big philanthropist in Boston, he's largely responsible for the food bank, the new food bank building. He is a an alum of Emerson College, as am I, full disclosure, and has done a lot for that college. That's why it's called the Cutler Majestic Theater. And it's long been his drive to have a theater festival in Boston. And yesterday he announced that from July 12th to the 21st, there will be this outside-the-box theater festival. He aims high. It is supposed to be on par with the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I mean, he wants to make Boston a theatrical destination, an arts destination. So they will be taking over Boston Common. I just learned about this, so I'll be making some phone calls today to learn more about the content and programming so we can talk more about it on Greater Boston this evening. But this is big, big news for the art scene in the city.
And when is it due to come?
So this will be July 12th through 21st, okay. And I've already been told they're looking at big headliners, and it should be big and splashy and very, very content-driven.
Sounds exciting. Thank you so much, Jared Bowen.
Thanks,
and
Bob.
We'll see you next Thursday.